With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. State utility regulators are nearing the end of a massive review of what Northwestern Energy charges its customers and what the company makes in profit. Several regulators this week are arguing over how the public was notified that they'll likely see an increase in their electric bills. The five-member Montana Public Service Commission voted unanimously at the end of October to approve a 1.23% increase to what Northwestern Energy can charge customers for electricity. The increase amounts to $6.5 million in revenue for the company. The PSC vote was a milestone in the first broad review of Northwestern's electric rates in 10 years. A final order in the rate case is expected later this year. PSC's communications director, who was out of town at the time of the vote, sent a press release 2 days after the October 30th work session with a comment from Chairman Brad Johnson. It did not mention the commissioner's approval on the rate increase. Instead, it outlined the process for approving the final rate case order later this year. Southwest Montana Commissioner Roger Koopman says news of the rate hike vote should have been released more publicly and with more input from the other commissioners. In a personal press release, Koopman accused Chairman Johnson of spreading false information. He said the dynamic within the Public Service Commission, currently all Republicans, is highly political.
It's something I've really seen for 7 years on the commission, but it's getting progressively worse.
PSC Communications Director Drew Zinnecker called it a, quote, misunderstanding and a matter of perspective, unquote. PSC Chairman Johnson, a commissioner for a section of Northwest Montana, called a press meeting Wednesday morning to tell his side of the story. He said the PSC's vote to approve the increase in electric rates was a small step in the much larger review of Northwestern Energy's finances.
I thought we addressed it the way that was appropriate at the time.
Johnson said PSC was transparent.
You know, we were being televised by MPAN. We were live streaming. There certainly was no effort to hide anything.
There doesn't appear to be a requirement for how soon staff must upload documents to its website, according to PSC attorney Justin Kraske. Kraske said the commission gave due notice of meetings as regulations require, but that's the extent of those regulations.
There's no specific, besides the general requirements, that a notice has to be reasonable to alert the public to discussions and decisions we have. There's no specific statutory guidance on that.
A final order on Northwestern Energy's rate case is expected by December 26th. Still to be decided in that case whether or not the PSC will approve the company's request for a new fee on homeowners generating electricity through rooftop solar. With help from Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney, I'm Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News.